on. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Uncommon Sense.
Butch is making the...
the most uncommon place on the internet, as you can see, with your most uncommon hosts, me, Billy, and...
Butch, of course. Welcome back, everyone.
All right, are you back to question everything and learn together? Because we are here to do that, as well as run late and screw up all kinds of things because we're trying to multitask. And
yeah, multitasking isn't working.
Leave your comments down below. What do you think about that?
We need our stalker to come on here.
We have a stalker?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We need her to come on here and join us.
Oh, it's a female?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. You're very familiar with her.
Does she want a cat?
Maybe.
I think she has a cat. She has like three cats.
There we go.
All right.
Fix that up a little bit. Are we working here? Straighten up some.
Oh, I didn't check the... Are you on?
I'm on.
Oh, did you guys see our new setup here a little bit?
Yeah.
See? So that I know we're on air. Or so Butch knows.
I know, especially. Oh, you got an error message up on the screen there.
Oh, rude.
Why? Just go ahead and click close.
Close. Go away.
There we go.
Interrupting my show.
That's right.
Because we're so organized.
We are so professional, right?
Like amateurs. Yeah, we know. We're okay with it.
Yes, we are.
All right, to start off, we have a fun announcement to make. Although we also have an apology to make to Right Now Oregon themselves, because these last couple weeks have been super hectic for me, and we didn't get our ad recorded.
Right.
So
yeah, we will get that recorded and sent off to you right away.
Yeah, like tomorrow. Within the next couple days.
It'll be on the top priority now. If you haven't heard of Right Now Oregon, you should go to their site. The link is in the comments down below. In the details.
In the description.
That's in right. The description. There we go. In the description. But check them out. And if you want to help save Oregon, I highly recommend to check them out.
And that goes for everyone, not just Oregonians. I mean,
no.
You know.
Get involved. That's what I say.
Absolutely.
Copy.
But the big announcement is that Right Now Oregon is going public this week.
Yes, they are.
And so we want to let you guys know that it is publicly available, and it'll be a lot easier to find than it is right now. But the link for that is also down below in the in the description section. There's a lot of stuff to kind of go through, so just scroll down, you'll see the links. But our show is going to be also streamed on there. I think it's linked through Rumble, if I remember correctly.
Right, I think so.
Yay for Rumble. If you guys haven't heard the news about that, we'll get into that in a minute. Some interesting stuff about
going
Rumble.
On there, yeah.
Although I did forget to pull up that video, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'll get fine.
It in a second. So
we can just discuss it. We don't have to pull up the video.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Oh. But you guys can go to the Quartering. You go to his page, either on YouTube or Rumble, and check out the news about that. It has to do with what UK sent to Rumble. It's very interesting.
Very interesting.
Anyways, back to what I was saying. Right Now Oregon is locally based here in Oregon, and we are very proud to be a part of it and to support a local website.
Yes, we are.
That is all for truth, free speech, and American rights and American culture.
And American values.
Bringing back those American values that are so valuable.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's move on with the show a little bit here. Where's my mouse? Oh, it's probably on the other screen. I had it too far still. Oh, that's what I was going to do. What? Me? Me? I don't know how to do things.
You still didn't
do it. I still didn't do it. There we are.
There we go.
Amateurs.
bunch of professionals here.
Yes. Only the most professional as I fiddle with my camera.
Yeah, I had to play with my camera too. But I thought if I play with it too much, I might go blind.
Again?
That's why I wear glasses.
Why wear glasses? Alright, so here we are on the Right Now Oregon website. As you can see. So, I mean, there's not a ton on here. It's a little bit interesting to navigate at first. There's all kinds of stuff on here, you guys. And it's all about Oregon. There's articles, you know, news articles.
What's going on in Oregon.
And there will slowly be additions to everything.
Yeah, more shows.
And
before our show to be on there.
Absolutely. Uncommon Sense for 2020 on rightnoworegon.com. All right, so let's really get into it, you guys. Going on in Southern Oregon.
Yeah.
This is so close to home for us, you don't even know.
Very close to home.
Like, yeah.
Let's put it this way, we could order Uber Eats.
Why does the suction on that like that? Stop it. coming to you live from Southern Oregon. We have an interesting sense of humor down here.
Sense of humor. Yeah.
You okay?
Hey, Paul, guess what?
Don't do it. I know exactly where this is going. All right. The word... I got the new tongue yesterday. I'm just trying to get used to it, you know?
Yeah. Only even less than 24 hours, so.
Okay, the world's largest dam removal will touch many lives in the Klamath River Basin. Why did they say Klamath River Basin? It's called the Klamath Basin. But anyway, the basin of which the Klamath River resides.
Right.
Yes. The majority of it. Anyhow.
Yes.
The four dam teardown brings hope and uncertainty.
Huh. Hope and uncertainty.
I'm sorry, what? Also, I'm not sure exactly what kind of hope we're talking about here.
Yeah.
As two from the area. We know a lot of about the politics that has gone on around here with this subject. And a lot of it has to do with... Wait. Are you ready for it? Fish, you guys.
Yes.
Fish. And this is in absolutely no way a disrespect to the native people of the area or their fish.
No.
However, we have to think about not only how is this going to affect all of the farmers, how is it going to affect the reservation?
Yes.
I don't think anybody's really thinking about the drastic impact that this is going to have. And we'll get into more of the questionary factors of the subject as we go on. But I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, a lot of questions,
you guys. So let us know what yours are down below. And if anyone else has any more information, please link it to us. Send it to us. We want to know what's going on, because this is
the information that we have that we're presenting to you today.
Yeah. And here's the crazy thing. I came across a lot of the other stuff we're going to go over. I came across it thanks to Squirrel Tribe. Shout out to Squirrel Tribe. I don't know her at all, other than I watch her channel. And I was watching it the other day, and she was talking about Klamath River, and I was like, boy, what? And then she goes on to talk about the fish. And by the end of the video, she was mad at the fish. And I had to put a comment on there to her, because she doesn't know what... She didn't even know if she was pronouncing Klamath right, which she did.
Yes,
although, it's Siskiyou. I'm going to give that Siskiyou. It's not Siskiyou. We don't have to put that extra syllable in there.
Right.
It is also a native word. Oregon, in case you guys didn't know, is also a Native American word, and I think it came from the Chinook tribe, but don't quote me on that, because I may be wrong. Anyway. Klamath, obviously, is named after the Klamath tribe, and they were the biggest tribe in this area.
In the southern Oregon and area.
And, frankly, still are.
And northern California area as well.
Mm-hmm. All the way down to, like, the lava beds and everything.
The Yuskins.
And the Klamath River goes all the way down across the border of California.
Down towards the lava beds.
Past the lava beds past and empties beds. Into the Pacific Ocean. Yes. And there are four. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Four dams down the Klamath River. And like I said, none of anything that I'm going to say is in any way disrespect. I do not mean disrespect to any natives or their tribes. I have all respect for the Native American culture. I absolutely love it. My cousin is part Native American, and I love the culture. I mean, you go to my house, it's everywhere. Okay? Right. I mean, and I grew up with a lot of natives. I grew up going to school with them. Like I said, my cousin is part Native. I mean, it's just, yeah. And it's all over this area. It's part of our culture here in Southern Oregon. Is the Native culture.
I grew up on the Reds as well.
Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, he's part Native. He's got more Native in him than I do. That's for sure. But again. Are you noticing me? It's funny though, because I can't really see it till I get. Because it's right behind me.
Right.
It's bugging you more than anybody.
Just a little bit.
There it is. I'm like, where'd my mouse go again? Okay, so.
I think I froze.
Did you?
No.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yes, I did.
Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, that's probably the best part of your guys' day. Is when I freeze. Oh, there we go.
Okay, but when, like I said, we need to think about the impact this is going to have on everyone in this area, and all the way to the Pacific Ocean. How much water is this going to release?
Right.
How much flooding are we talking about here? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think these are all questions that need to be asked, and then some. So let's go on with this article. Do we want to play the video? It's like 4 minutes long. The link is down below. If you guys want to watch the video,
yeah,
feel free to.
Yeah,
we're just going to read through the article. Nature. Looking down at a pool filled with Klamath River salmon swimming back to their spawning grounds. Karuk? Is that how you say it? Karuk Tribe Counselor Aaron Troy Hockaday says he can't wait to see what the future holds for them. These fish right here give me hope, he says. They had a long journey from the mouth of the Klamath coming up here. So right now, what they're doing is resting a little bit. He goes on to kind of talk about that a little bit. Let's see. Right now, there aren't many salmon for the Karuk and other area tribes to catch. That's because hundreds of miles of salmon spawning habitat are blocked by four dams on the Klamath River. Now, before we go on too much, because you guys can go and read this article, and there's a lot of other information I want to get through. There's a company that owns these dams.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. After trying to relicense the dams in the early 2000s, Pacific Corp agreed to remove them in 2016 to avoid the cost of building fish ladders.
Right.
That would have been required to help the salmon swim upstream. But it is important to note that they had that option.
Yes.
So the people of the Klamath Basin and onward,
right,
everyone affected by this river, can continue as we have been. Because mind you, the dams provide electricity as well. So that we can continue on with our lives the way they have been, and the fish can do what fish need to do. So they had this option. I think that is extremely important to note. And I forgot to zoom this in. I'm going to go a little bit bigger this time still.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I know some people are still having trouble reading it.
And that's going to cut part of it off, though. We're talking about you, Richard. We're zooming it in so you can see it.
Well, and I know my dad has trouble reading it, and...
Right.
Now, Cassidy has trouble reading it. She's blind as a bat.
Yes, she is.
I said it. You know. Anyway. But again, this is going to be linked, so let me zoom back out just a little bit. Yeah. That one.
That should look a lot better, yeah.
Wish I could scoot it over without having to redo all this here.
Well, you can see the...
They can see the majority of it, so...
Yeah.
We're just going to move on, because you guys can go to the link itself. Okay, so, like I said, it's important to know that they had this option.
Yeah, Pacific Corp had this option.
And remember that name. Yeah. Pacific Corp. Where did the piece go? Okay, but let's read right here. About 300 people who live... around Kopko Lake, the reservoir above Kopko 1 Dam, have already seen their property values drop in anticipation of the lake disappearing with the dam removal. Earlier this year, the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors? Anyway, sent a letter to California Governor... The Gaffster. I'm going to start using that now, too. Thank you, Lately Outdoors, for that. Okay, so they sent a letter to the Gaffster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Outlining the cost of dam removal to the county and its residents. They listed new flood risks, impact to water wells, lower property values, and property tax losses among their concerns. The board asked the state to put an additional $50 million into a mitigation fund and to direct $25 million in funding to the county to cover its losses.
Wow.
Okay, according to this part up here, the water supply guarantees for farmers and ranchers, but the water supply guarantees for farmers and ranchers are now missing from the plans, along with the promise of land to the Klamath tribes.
Yeah.
I don't think people, specifically the tribe members in this area, understand the impact that this is going to have on them.
Yes.
And that our government is using you just as much, if not more, than they ever have before.
Mm-hmm.
They have manipulated the tribes.
Oh, yeah.
They so for badly. So long. And I know on an extremely personal level about this, and it angers me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to keep it PG-13, okay? Because I know a lot of natives that have a problem with what's going on.
Yeah.
And they are afraid to say anything. I'm going to put that out there for them. They're afraid to say anything. There's something wrong with that picture.
Right.
No one should be afraid to voice their opinion about anything.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to how it affects you, your family, your tribe, your reservation, your local community, everything.
Your heritage.
This area has its own heritage.
Mm-hmm. It's its own history, as
and so much of it,
yes,
revolves around the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So it is extremely important for them to know how this whole project is being manipulated around their traditions.
Right.
And they are using this sacred fish and the salmon to manipulate you because it's so strong a part of their culture.
Right.
There are other ways that we can work around this. There are other ways that we can do things. And we as a community need to come together on this stuff.
Yes.
We need to inform each other. We need to talk. We need to have open conversation and stop being afraid of having an opinion. When I was doing petitions 2 years ago,
right,
for stuff going on with this dam, with this dam removal, I ran into several natives. They would sign my petition to get rid of Kate Brown.
Right.
But they wouldn't sign the one for the dams. Not because they didn't support what I was petitioning for, but because they were afraid that it would come back on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that the government would ridicule them, take away their tribal membership or their tribal benefits, so on and so forth. They were afraid of the impact that it would have on themselves and their family. What is wrong with that picture?
Yeah. That's some mafia's thought right there.
And there are not only plenty of white farmers, shall we say.
Right.
But there are plenty of native farmers in this area, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this isn't just natives versus farmers.
No.
And we need to realize that. Some of the natives are farmers.
Mm-hmm.
This impacts them as well, if they're farmers.
Yeah,
so they're going to be on the farmer's side of things, or if their family is a farmer, how's it going to affect them?
Yeah.
Okay. This needs to stop being farmers versus natives. This needs to be Klamath versus the government, the federal government, because this goes all the way up to the federal level and Bill Gates. That's right, everyone. Nobody's talking about Bill Gates here lately. Why? What is he doing? He's always doing something. Getting his little dirty fingers in everything.
Right.
Right? And let's also remember, as Squirrel Tribe kept saying, it is always profit over people.
Yes, it is.
Okay? So, you remember Pacific Corps, right? And I linked, like I said, I linked her videos. You guys can go watch them as well. Because she did like two different videos about this stuff and the connections. Okay, so she ends up going down crazy rabbit holes, right?
Right.
And that's how she ended up at this article that we're picking through right now. And I do encourage you guys to go through and really read this article. In fact, I might do a longer video just about this, you know, one of our edited ones, maybe like a mini documentary type thing about what I have found and so on and so forth.
Right.
Because she ended up here at this article the other day from looking at Bill Gates' own blog.
You got a screen up. Minimize it.
Am I on the right screen here? Okay. I wanted to turn around and like touch the screen or something. Where is my mouse?
Just minimize it.
Oh, too late now. I'll do it next time. And we're not sure why it's doing that because we just hooked this up.
So yeah.
We'll have to figure it out later.
We'll figure it out.
Anyways, okay, so she ended up here at this article from Bill Gates' blog. He's in Wyoming, and this was back in May. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
To celebrate the next nuclear breakthrough. Well, lo and behold, in August, Kemmerer, Wyoming, in Kemmerer, Wyoming, this company owned by TerraPower.
A company he started in 2008.
Uh-huh. Okay. They have announced now, as of August 16th, that this is happening.
Wow.
3 months later.
Mm.
And he kind of makes it sound in this like, it's a ways away.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I'm planning. We're looking at some different ideas.
Right.
And, yeah. So, he's planning on building this nuclear power plant thing, you know, because climate and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but nuclear has its problem, too. The plants are expensive to build.
Mm-hmm.
And human error can cause accidents. Plus, as we move away from fossil fuels, there's a risk that we'll leave behind the communities and workers who have been providing reliable energy for decades. It's reliable. It's not broken. So why are we fixing it?
Yeah. To massage someone's ego.
Because we're ignoring the fact that nuclear everything has its impacts on
the
environment
as well. Yeah. But it's not as bad as coal. It's not as bad as fossil fuels. It's not as bad as oil or petroleum or any of that stuff.
We'll get back to you on that. Okay, so. Like other power plant designs, it uses heat to turn the water into steam, which moves a turbine, which generates electricity, and like other nuclear facilities, it generates the heat by splitting uranium atoms in a chain reaction. But that's pretty much where the similarities stop. Okay, so where is it in here?
Safety of the natrium design.
Where he talks about liquid sodium, which we don't know a whole lot about. I think I did link it in the description. There it is. So, we personally don't know a lot about the science on that, but we're figuring things out, and we'll get back to you guys on that too. However, until then, please send us information. We need information. If we're going to bring the information to the board for everybody to see, we want to have as much of it as possible. So, you know, when you guys watch the live show with us, you're kind of doing the research with us step by step.
Right.
We're just learning this stuff too. This is what I found this week. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. But what if you could cool your reactor with something other than water? It turns out that by comparison, liquid metals can absorb a monster amount of heat while maintaining a consistent pressure. Because the water tends to boil over and cause problems. Right? Okay. The natrium plant uses liquid sodium, whose boiling point is more than 8 times higher than water's, so it can absorb all the extra heat generated in the nuclear core. Unlike water, the sodium doesn't need to be pumped, because as it gets hot, it rises, and as it rises, it cools itself off. Even if the plant loses power, the sodium just keeps absorbing heat without getting to a dangerous temperature that would cause a meltdown.
Hmm.
My question is, does he know all this for sure, or is this like...
Is this just theoretical, or is it, has this been put in practice before? That'd be my question. Why risk the lives and safety of others with something that's so experimental?
Yeah. Okay, there was something else though too. Somewhere in here it says something about basically they'll be able to control when you get power or not. Was it in this one?
Where were you at, Skull? Right there. How much electricity control, how much electricity
there
produces
it
any given.
Safety isn't the only reason I'm excited about the It also includes an energy storage system that will allow it to control how much electricity it produces at any given time. Why is that a problem? Leave me your comment below. Why do you think that might be a problem? It just seems like it might have some similar qualities as like the Patriot Act. Putting that out there. You know, some food for thought, shall we say. All right, so
what are we gonna do with nutrient waste?
This is where it starts getting really interesting, okay? Because these two things seem totally separate, right? Completely, totally different things. Nothing to do with each other. So where are you going with this, Billy? What's wrong with you? Well, a lot, but we won't get into that right now. Because, let's go over here real quick. PacifiCorp.
There you go.
Or is it on here? Somewhere in here. It tells you. PacifiCorp. Right here. There's the Klamath River Hydraulic Project. Hydroelectric, sorry.
I'm telling you, we need to have the computer read from now on.
And then this one. I can't remember the specifics on this one, but I brought it up because, National Dam Safety Program Reauthorization Act of 2023. That's what it was. Okay, so this is also important information to go over because this is where it gets to the federal level. As far as what's going on with the Klamath Dam situation. Also, PacifiCorp. Remember we read that in the article about the Klamath River. And I can't find it right at this second, but somewhere in here, you find a link with PacifiCorp and
Bill Gates. TerraPower.
I believe TerraPower, it's either that TerraPower owns PacifiCorp.
PacifiCorp is a subsidiary of TerraPower.
And then PacifiCorp owns Pacific Power.
Not your local power.
Which is the local power all throughout Oregon and up into Washington. Okay, so we're talking like, we're going back like grandparent companies at this point, great-grandparent companies. All of this stuff is owned by the same people, you guys. TerraPower, PacifiCorp, what was it? There was another one you mentioned the other day, Rocky Mountain Power or something like that. It's over there in Wyoming.
Yeah, along with
Pacific. This guy owns it all.
Yes. Warren Buffett.
He owns it all. And he has donated $50.7 billion toward historic pledges to the Bill Gates Foundation and others. So, the long story short is this creepy old man right here is supporting this creepy guy over here,
Bill Gates,
to control everything that has to do with this company, any sub companies, and so on and so forth. Oh, here it is, right here. Pacific Power and Light was formed in 1910 from the merger of several financially troubled utilities in Oregon and Washington to form Pacific Power and Light Company.
I froze again.
So, not only do I want to bring up the fact that PacifiCorp and Pacific Power have an entire giant monopoly on the West Coast.
Right.
But apparently, they are only a small section of a great grandparent company owned by Mr. Warren Buffett, who is supporting Mr. Bill Gates, who is now tearing down this thing to build a nuclear power plant.
Actually,
what does this mean then for the Klamath River, huh?
It's a natrium processing plant that he's purchasing in Wyoming.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
To go ahead
and build this nuclear electricity.
Yep. How much natrium would it take?
So,
what's it going to do to the landscape?
Yeah.
That's right.
And those are questions that need to be asked by people in Wyoming.
Yes.
But here in Oregon, what is going on with this dam?
Yeah.
What is this going to lead to? I also want to know, just for reference purposes, what just happened in Hawaii? How many disasters have happened across this country over the last 2 years that we're all questioning? Different floods. Landslides.
You know what?
Wildfires. Climate change.
Climate change.
The answer for everything.
Yeah. Climate change.
Now, since we ourselves and our uncommon followers don't listen to the nonsense.
Nonsense.
Okay, we listen to it, but we don't believe it. But the point is, I want to know what you guys think is really going on here.
Yeah.
There's some interesting dots here that are slowly being connected. We need more information from everything in between. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because it's like $500 million that's going... No. To the tearing down of the dam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
$250 million of that comes out of our pockets.
Right.
From the people in the area.
Mm.
And I'm telling you guys, Klamath County is big. It is huge.
Yes.
It's actually one of the biggest counties in Oregon. So, this could affect all of these people.
Yes.
Even if it's all the way down to the money out of their pocket.
Mm.
And then to think, all this time, the fish problem could have been fixed with salmon ladders.
Yeah.
But Pacificorp would have had to pay for it.
Yeah.
Whereas, well, we take out the dams and the people have to pay for it. Or they have it, you know, looped that way anyway.
Yeah. Which...
And how many of the people of Southern Oregon actually know that they're paying for this? How many people in Klamath County know that we're getting ready to pay for this next year?
Mm-hmm. And what kind of impact is it going to have
Not
on
enough
our
people.
Landscape?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want to know.
How is it going to affect our landscape? Are we going to be looking at a flood next fall? Is that what we all need to prepare for? That's all what happened in Tennessee in 2010.
Right. Well, how are they going to reroute all this water while they take out the dams?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, all that water, it's coming out into the town.
Yeah.
The entire city of Klamath Falls will be flooded.
Yep. Because we're in a basin.
Yep.
People don't take that into consideration.
Nope. The water has nowhere to go, you guys. Nowhere to go. Except out.
Yep. That's all it knows
and how up. To do. It doesn't have as much out to go as a lot of other places.
Nope.
Because we are literally surrounded by mountains.
Yes, we are.
It's like a cup.
That's why they call it a basin.
So...
Just food for thought.
Yep.
What else are we going to discuss today?
Okay, so also I'm thinking I'm going to write an article. That was another thing I was going to say too is I'm starting to write articles for Right Now Oregon. Right. So you guys want to be sure to check that out. They will be under Uncommon Sense for 2020. But of course, being reported by yours truly, Billy the Kid. And I think I'm going to write an article about this.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Because this is so important for everybody in our area. People need to know.
Right.
You know? So if you have friends, family, whatever, that are from Oregon, send them this video. Even if they're not from Southern Oregon, send them this video.
Right, if they have family in Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm. But even if they just have family in Oregon.
Yeah.
People need to be informed as to what's going on and how this is going to affect everyone.
Yes.
Okay? And I don't know really how to touch on the subject when it comes to the tribes, to be honest with you, because, like I said, I'm not here to offend anybody, but this is going to affect everyone. So I think we all need to put our offenses aside for a minute and just realize the reality of the impact that this is going to have.
Right.
On. And I don't think people in the tribe realize how much it's going to affect them negatively. So. I don't know. Maybe it's time for a native exit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's a lot of natives that also want that to happen. So it's kind of just one of those, it's a matter of time before it happens. And I'm telling you, the Native Americans of this country, they are a huge cushion for the dictatorship we call the U.S. federal government.
Yes.
A huge cushion.
Mm-hmm.
They use you guys for so much. It sickens me. But the really sad part is that so many natives don't see that part of it. They don't see how the government is manipulating their people and using their culture against them for the government's benefit and for big whatever's benefit.
Yep.
Apparently big electricity. Or very possibly, I should say. Hypothetically.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Hypothetically.
So I don't know. Maybe it's time for something like that to happen. You know, my dad told me this story about back in the 60s when all the civil rights stuff. I might have mentioned this before on the show. I don't know. I know I've told you, but I'm going to say it again. So I don't care. Back in the 60s, there was word came into the basin about the civil rights protesters coming up here. The wild ones, you know?
Oh, no. Not that.
So, guess who met them at the border?
Mm-hmm.
The tribes.
Right.
And I just imagine in my head, like, this line of natives on their horses. No. Ooh. Like, how spooky, though, would that be? You know what I mean? Like, right. You just stepped back in time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. It would have been funny. But, yeah, they never made it to the basin. Let's just say that. They were like, no. We're going to go back. Right. It's scary over there.
Or, like, something recently just happened a few years ago when a certain group was coming to the basin.
Mm-hmm.
And they were...
Yeah, we need to talk about this. Because we talked about that. A certain modern-day group of protesters was coming to the basin.
Right, and they were met, and they sent scouts at the time, and they told them,
they were warned, at the border of the basin, they were warned by officers that whatever happens after you pass us, we cannot help you.
Right.
You've been warned.
Yep.
Nobody talked about that. But we're talking about it now, so So you guys know, yeah, that happened during the Summer of Love. Oh man. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to talk about though was this stuff going on with Russell Brand, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it, and I don't want to like get crazy into it, but I do think it's an important topic to an extent, because for one, why is it that there's such convenient timing with all of these allegations?
Mm-hmm.
And yet we ignore the list. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We ignore, I don't know, all the various wieners in politics.
Right.
Isn't it interesting how many of them have the last name of Wiener that are part of various nefarious things? Okay, so we ignore all that stuff. We ignore, you know, the Hunter stuff and the, you know, the president that smells children for who knows what reasons.
Or tells them that they're...
Yeah. Because that's appropriate.
Yeah.
That's normal. We'll just ignore it. Okay? And yet, after over a decade of time, all of a sudden, Russell Brand is getting charged with these allegations right after he said things that big medias and whatnot are not happy about.
Right. He asked questions himself, and the media doesn't have an answer for him.
Yeah, so, but why does this stuff seem to come out at such convenient times for them? Because, I don't know how many people know this one. I've only seen it talked about on a couple different channels.
Right, what was that?
Simultaneously, guess who else is getting hit with allegations?
Mm-hmm. We talked about this earlier.
Kim Ballard. If y'all don't know who that is, you should look it up or watch our video that I might try to remember to link up here somewhere. Or something. Okay, so...
Sorry, folks.
Tim Ballard is obviously, what would you call it? Not necessarily an enemy, but a competition for big media.
Yes. And,
specifically. In the sense that the movie released about him killed everything in the box office.
Right.
So again, with the convenient for them timing.
Right. This also came out right after Gold Bar Bob got indicted. Him and his wife have just been indicted. If you don't know who I'm speaking about, I'm talking about Bob Menendez and his wife, a New Jersey senator, Democrat senator, who just recently got indicted on bribery charges. Now, this is the first time he's been indicted. But this is the first time that someone's been brought publicly about it. And this one's a little bit harder to explain for Mr. Goldbar Bob. So hopefully he'll be able to explain his way out of this. But another Democrat senator says, hey, wait a minute. Just because he was indicted doesn't mean he's guilty. He's innocent until proven guilty.
But Russell Brand's not. Tim Ballard's not.
Tim Ballard's not.
Donald Trump's not.
Donald Trump, yeah. All these conservative folks aren't. They're all guilty as soon as an accusation comes up, they're automatically guilty.
You know what one really gets me? Is Howard Stern, who has been completely irrelevant for decades now. Okay.
Right.
Nobody cares about you, Howard. Okay.
Just saying.
We all forgot your name until you were like, oh my gosh, I'm woke. Anyway, so of all people, who are you to have anything to say about Russell Brand and his allegations, you pervert?
Right. Like, he's the guy that would sit there and say, I will give you breast augmentation surgery if you allow this.
Who was always inviting on porn, you know, porn stars and so, you know, models and whatnot.
Right.
Singers, you know, between a certain age.
Yeah.
With a certain figure. Mm-hmm. And constantly asking them basically to flash everybody on the show.
Right.
Tell us what kind of panties you wear. Like, what? Come on, man. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to give a crap what you have to say about Russell Brand and these allegations.
Right.
That are probably not even, you know.
I wonder how many allegations are going to come out against him.
Probably none, because he's on their side. They're just going to be like, well, we'll just keep that in the background. Nobody needs to worry about that.
No, I think we need to do an investigation. How many people have been
on the show? What I'm wondering is, why haven't any of those women come out against him?
Right.
For anything at any given time?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, someone from like 10 years ago is going to come out against Russell Brand?
Right.
Or Tim Ballard?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's deflection at its finest.
An interesting comment, though, too, that I saw. Let me back over here for a second. But an interesting comment that I saw about this whole thing. Somebody said, for those who... accuse yes. someone
right.
of doing such
heinous acts.
Yes, such very heinous acts. And then it's found out that that person was innocent and never committed such heinous acts.
Right. And the other person made false statements and charges.
So those who give false accusations about sexual assault of any kind.
Mm.
The comment was that those people should be charged with sexual assault.
The same sexual there assault should that be they
a charge. And I have to agree.
Alleging mm-hmm. that the other person did.
Because you have publicly humiliated and shamed this person over right. something that they did not do.
Mm-hmm.
And could have sent them to jail for a very long time.
Right.
Of course, depending on what state you're in. Besides that.
Right. Well, I think false allegations.
Not just with this subject either, but no, with any subject.
With any subject.
They need to be charged.
Right.
And false allegations of blah, blah, blah. Right. Not just false allegations. False allegations of what?
Right.
And they should be charged accordingly as the person who might have done these things mm-hmm. would have been charged with.
Right. Maybe then, maybe
it should be equal. Slow.
Yeah, maybe
if you're gonna come after me and say that I did these things to you when I didn't do them, you should be in trouble just as much as I would have been if I would have done them.
Right.
I don't know. Leave your comments below. Let us know what you guys think. Do you think it's a little too harsh, or do you think it's not enough? So always interested in your uncommon thoughts
that you wanted to speak about.
So this kind of goes along with the Russell Brand thing in a little bit, because I'm going to go ahead and play this first little bit for you guys, because this is just funny.
Yeah, okay. It's 14 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just going to play this first little clip, and then we're going to talk about what I was just
saying. All right.
Put your hands up. No.
No.
I said no. Why not? I don't want to. But I've got a gun. I don't care. Doesn't make any sense. Too bad. Well.
Okay, so that is the video meme made about here, what's going on here. So where did it go?
Oh, wow, that was funny. I love it, though. To let you know what's going on, because I know it's hard to read right now.
Today, we received an extremely disturbing letter. This was posted by Rumble, or the guy that owns Rumble, okay? A very extremely disturbing letter from a committee chair in the UK Parliament. While Rumble obviously deplores sexual assault, rape, and all serious crimes and believes that both alleged victims and accused are entitled to a full and serious investigation, it is vital to note that recent allegations against Russell Brand have nothing to do with content on Rumble's platform. Just yesterday, YouTube announced, based solely on these media accusations, it was barring Mr. Brand from monetizing his video content. Rumble stands for very different values. We have devoted ourselves to the vital cause of defending a free internet, meaning an internet where no one arbitrarily dictates which ideas can or cannot be heard, or which citizens may or may not be entitled to a platform. We regard it as a deeply inappropriate and dangerous that the UK Parliament would attempt to control who is allowed to speak on our platform or to earn a living from doing so. Singling out an individual and demanding his ban is even more disturbing, given the absence of any connection between the allegations and his content on Rumble. We don't agree with the behavior of many Rumble creators, but we refuse to penalize them for actions that have nothing to do with our platform. Although it may be politically or socially easier for Rumble to join a cancel culture mob, doing so would be a violation of our company's values and mission. We empathetically reject the UK Parliament demands. Okay, and this was in response to
that letter.
This letter here.
Yes.
Which is kind of small. I'm going to zoom in. Why are you being weird? Okay. I am writing concerning the serious allegations regarding Russell Brand in the content of his being a content provider on Rumble with more than 1.4 million followers. So that's important to know.
That's important to know, yeah.
The Culture, Media, and Sport Committee is raising questions with the broadcasters and production companies who previously employed Mr. Brand to examine both the culture of the industry and the past and whether the culture will still prevail today. Anyways, they go on to say, we would be grateful if you could confirm whether Mr. Brand is able to monetize his content, including his videos relating to the serious accusations against him. If so, we would like to know whether Rumble intends to join YouTube in suspending Mr. Brand's ability to earn money on your platform. We would like also to know what Rumble is doing to ensure that creators are not able to use the platform to undermine the welfare of victims of inappropriate and potentially illegal behavior.
I'm froze. So, okay. You can't see me. You can see me, but everyone else can't. Oh, no, now they can see me again.
Okay, so, with all of that red, Rumble is going to take over one day soon.
Yep.
They have a lot of work to do. I'm going to tell them that right now. Your search engine and like the way the studio is in there is so confusing to the point that it screwed up all my videos and I thought I was missing some and I actually emailed them because I couldn't figure out where the videos went. So there's definitely a lot of work that needs to be done in their system, and especially when it comes to the search engine. I think that's a huge one. I mean, I uploaded our North of Richmond reaction we did,
right,
and it was like a day later I went to find it as an anonymous user just to see how our channel was doing. I couldn't find it, you guys.
Wow.
I searched it not only word for word of the video, but added the channel as well.
Right.
Nothing. There are no results for your search. What? But yeah. I go into my content and there it is. But unless I am actively sending it out to people, unless there are subscribers actively going to our channel and sharing it out.
Right, which we encourage everyone to do.
No one is going to find us.
Not only are we on YouTube, also on Spotify, Rumble, and some other platforms.
But for small channels like ours, with, oh, by the way, yay, I'll now 160 to subscribers. But for small, tiny little channels like ours with only 160 subscribers, it is so hard to get our content out unless you guys are sharing it. Although, being on Right Now Oregon will probably help with that a lot, too.
Yes.
Because anyone going to their site is also going to be able to watch our stuff on there.
Right.
And I do believe the views go back to Rumble because I think that's where he's streaming them from. I believe. Anyway. But the point is that there needs to be a drastic shift in who we watch, what we support.
Right.
And how we support them.
Well, we've talked about.
Obviously, we're going to stay on YouTube because it has potential to be a moneymaker for us.
Right.
And even aside from that,
if we make money off it, that'd be great.
Yeah. But aside from that, YouTube has the most users.
Right.
It is the broadest platform for us to get our information out on. Right. However, it's hard for us to get our information out on it. But Rumble isn't making it easy for us over there either.
No.
You know, unless somebody already has thousands, if not millions of followers, they're not going to be on the front page. So, putting this out there for Rumble, you guys have a lot of stuff to change when it comes to helping out the little guy. Okay? This can't all be about helping Daily Wire and Russell Brand and whoever else has a big name on your platform.
Joe Rogan
and Steven Crowder and all those big people.
Right.
You know? Channels like us, or even like Sav says,
yeah,
she doesn't have a huge following, but she's got a decent following. And you go to her Rumble channel, minuscule amounts of views compared to what she's got on YouTube.
Right.
You know, and it's like, how are we supposed to grow on your platform when you don't give us the means to grow?
Help us help you.
So, anyway, I kind of think that's all down to there for all that. Let us know what you guys think about everything in the comments. Leave us more information. Right. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share with your friends and your grandma.
Right.
We like grandmas.
Yes, we do. Until next time, don't believe the nonsense.
Stay uncommon.